The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Your ass.
I'm rolling.
Okay, here we go. All right,
boo. Well, I've got is a card that says Monique DiCarlo, 210 Bleckman Street. That's the red light district. Wonder why Savage is hanging out down there.
Sex, Frank?
No, not right now, Ed. We got work to do.
Two Faces Radio.
And the Oscar goes to Leonardo DiCaprio.
Let us not take this planet for granted. I do not take tonight for granted.
Bury my parents!
He's a pussy.
Is Hollywood racist?
You people don't know what pain is!
I'm afraid! All right?
This is your motherfucker.
It wouldn't stop!
And the Oscar goes to Mark Rylance, Bridge of Spies.
You ain't down. And you ain't a loser. You're just a jealous, lazy bum.
I had the tiger.
Political bullshit.
Hollywood is sorority racist.
Bullshit.
Sorry, I had a fight in the middle of your Black Panther party.
What kind of people do we have running for office?
I know she's barren, but all that starving bullshit and the dust storms, I'll be running out of french fries and burrito coverings.
Yeah.
Now, I understand everyone's shit's emotional right now.
Bullshit.
So bury my parents!
I didn't live alone, but I watched TV. The TV was always on in my house, in every room, always on. I never figured out why, but it's always on.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Jeff Leboff, and Ira Malkin.
And Steph Swain.
That was a terrible Freddie impersonation.
I wasn't doing Freddie. I was doing the male voice, the counterpart to the female counterpart. You know, I put a little old-timey radio effect on that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Sizzled.
Yeah, it's sizzle. Nice. Hey, welcome to Radio Labyrinth episode 012. That's 12 for the math people out there.
Let me do a little podcast math.
Podcast math.
We just turned 12, so that means Tim's going to start finding us attractive.
Ooh.
That's right. No, I didn't get pubes until I was 14. Talk about it. I couldn't even take a shower.
So we got to wait two more episodes?
Yelp.
Two more until we have pubes on the show?
Yeah. Pubes.
Until we've grown pubes.
There's pubes on the table.
Let's not...
Whoa.
Listen, disavow that statement. I want you to disavow that. Like, last week you were talking about how much you loved David Duke.
Oh, yeah.
Former
you know,
KKK, Grand Kliegel.
All about the sheets and holes. Holes and sheets.
What are you, a Jewish woman?
Jewish, yeah.
Do you remember that Adam Sandler bit with the Kliegel?
No.
Oh, God.
What was that on?
It was an SNL bit like where he was like the Kliegel. He was like a jester or something.
I don't know.
Speaking of SNL bits,
I love that Horatio
Sands
thing in the beginning.
That is my favorite.
I love that's his ultimate funniest sketch on Saturday Night Live.
But the other thing is you just have to, the other real funny part of that, it's real understated, is Bill Murray.
Yeah.
And it's from 1999, that season.
Wow.
But Bill Murray's just like, you'll have to
excuse my friend, a bear ate his parents.
And then the one line I didn't get in there, but when it happened like 20 years
ago. When did this happen? He's like, 8 years ago.
Put that in there because, you know, the bear movie and Leo and all that.
Yeah.
So did you guys, I watched the Oscars. I wanted to talk about that a little bit. Before we get to that, Super Tuesday was yesterday. We record on Wednesdays. Super Tuesday was, this is the weirdest, and we're not going to get into heavy politics at all, promise. But this is the weirdest fucking election, I think, I've ever lived through.
It's surreal, man.
It is. It's bizarre.
We're in a fucking dream world here. It's crazy.
Like, President Camacho.
Yeah. That's why I put that in there in the intro.
Finally.
But on the Democratic side, it's just like a normal, regular thing. You know, Hillary's got it, and they, you know, like, whatever. But on the Republican side, I cannot believe it.
trying to out-ignorant each other.
Well, yeah.
This Ted Cruz guy's got to go, though. Isn't he Canadian?
He's not Canadian. You know, I don't have really any stake in the game as far as that goes. But, you know, I voted yesterday. I'm not going to say who I voted for because who gives a shit?
Right.
It's nobody's business. I wish more people would take that to heart. And I love trolling people. I've been doing that for the last week on Twitter leading up to Super
Tuesday.
Let
me just say Tim's vote was huge.
No, I didn't. It was huge. I will say I didn't vote for Trump. I like Trump. I think he's amazing in this race. It's fun to watch.
Of course. It's even taboo to say that nowadays. I even tell people, I'm like, look, he's not my candidate, but I'm glad he's in there because it's friggin' it's and people are like, oh, really? Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, he's evil. He's going to kill everyone. Well, no, he's not. He's not even going to win.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to do their best. They're going to shut him out. So whatever. But it is funny.
Who's going to take his place? Rubio?
I think Rubio will be the candidate. Because they're not going to let Ted Cruz get it, I don't think.
I like
he's Canadian.
Rubio.
He's not Canadian.
I think you guys are, it's going to end up being just like that South Park episode where everybody laughed and laughed until he's doing the safety dance all across the fucking White Hoss lawn. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Wasn't that the plot, though, that didn't Mr. Garrison kill him?
He did end up, he raped him to death.
Yeah, that's right.
Fucked him to death.
Yeah, raped him to death. Mm-hmm. We got to rape everyone to death, Mr. Hyatt.
No, I mean, I called my buddy lives in D.C., and he's into politics. He used to be a lobbyist, and he's a Republican, but he's a progressive thinker. He thinks like us. He's a normal guy. And after Christie came out and endorsed Trump, you know, that day, I called him, and he's like, hello. I'm like, what the fuck is going on up there? He's like, I know.
People in New Jersey are like well, I hate you, but please come home. We need you back home. Yeah, it's all funny, and you know, good luck to your candidate. That's all I can say. All
right.
Good luck to whomever. Whomever you cast your lot with.
It's like, can we hit a refresh button on this whole election?
I felt the burn because I had a nice quesadilla today that Estella made at a matzah. She's
they don't have quesadillas there.
No, I know but she works there in the daytime.
It's an off-menu item.
No. No, she makes them at home and then reheats them there. So good. I mean, it's authentic Mexican food made by a real Mexican person, and it is so good.
More of that once Trump gets to be president.
Right? You ate your last authentic quesadilla today.
A couple weeks ago we were rolling dough because she always, after she's done with everything, she comes in. That's the last thing I do before I leave when I pray.
Yeah.
And she comes in, and I'm joking with her. I said, "Do you like Donald Trump?" And she said, "No." So I said, "He's a burro." And she laughed. Yeah.
Mucho agua negro.
No, they don't know that there.
Oh.
All right, I got to explain that. When I first moved to Atlanta, I was a manager at Fuddruckers in Town Center. Most of the employees were Mexican. And one time I came out of the bathroom and Jorge laughed at me. His guy's name was Jorge. And I looked at him and I said, mucho agua negro en la baño. And he fucking laughed and laughed and laughed because he understood me. And that, of course, means much black water in the bathroom from my butt.
It's African American water, Tim.
Jeff's always racist. So who watched nice segue. Who watched the Oscars?
Speaking of,
I did.
Charlize Theron, the African American.
I watched it until Walking Dead came on, and then I was flipping back and forth.
I did the same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I recorded a Walking Dead.
Do you remember last week or the week before how I told you that this podcast is ruining my life?
No.
Well, and the reason is because I don't think I would have watched that whole friggin' thing if it wasn't for this show.
Okay.
So we could talk about it, but I suffered through it.
Well, you had to stay up for Leo. I stayed up for Leo.
And when you mentioned the bear at the beginning, that was definitely one of the funny things I thought that they did when they did Leslie Jones as the bear in The Revenant. That shit was hysterical. And Tracy Morgan as the Danish girl.
Uh-huh.
Loved it.
That was funny as shit. There was a lot of funny stuff.
Those were funnier than the monologue, I thought.
Oh, the monologue was terrible.
I thought it had highs and lows.
You know what? He brought up lynching on the Oscars.
At that point, I was like, all right, this is way overboard.
Yeah. And I'm sure I'm not going to talk about culture or race here. I'm talking about age. So I think anybody our age, around our age, and certainly older, were probably like, oh.
Yeah.
And I don't know, though. It happened in the not-too-distant past. So.
Yeah, I know it happened, but, you know, we've gone through all that. And our parents' generation, they went through it. They lived through it.
Yeah.
And we heard a lot about it. And, you know, I would say that most of those problems are gone.
Yeah.
So.
Well but to use lynching in a joke somehow.
Yeah.
I think nowadays is getting to be pretty poor taste.
And he almost crossed that bridge that there's a clip, and I don't have it, but he almost said Jews.
Did he?
Yeah. I mean, he alluded to it, and I got to find the clip.
Well, they do run Hollywood.
No, they don't. Everyone runs Hollywood. We all pay our money for Hollywood, and that's how they make money. Don't say that.
Ira, though, you know, you get the secret call every couple of months, and you have a meeting. And
let's beat him up and steal his
gold. You're halfway in there. You get half a call. Yeah.
Let's beat him up and steal his gold.
I just get a telegram.
You get a text.
It's got like braille.
But he did have some good jokes, though.
I love
the Jada Pinkett joke. Oh, that was fantastic. Yes.
And why did they bring Stacey Dash out? What was that all
because
about?
Because of the whole controversy with her. Because
I know, but why bring her out and just...
There she is.
Because Chris Rock has a sense of humor.
Yeah, and he was making fun of that, too. I mean, as far as, like, she said there should be no Black History Month.
Why would she agree to come out? It'd be the butt of the joke.
Because she has a sense of humor?
She's vapid? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think that she's vapid.
Why is her point irrelevant? Why is her point not valid, Stacey Dash?
Well, she's clueless.
duh. But why? Why doesn't she have an opinion that matters?
I don't know. I mean, I think she's not an idiot.
No.
I mean, and I feel like she is black and she doesn't think that there should be BET awards or any sort of segregation at all. If you want to be fully integrated, well, let's fully integrate
and
everything.
And that's why Chris Rock brought her out to take a jab at people who are, you know, just limit themselves to one side.
Absolutely. Right. So that's when he was like doing it right, but then he would go too far the other way.
Right.
So I don't know.
I was a little surprised with him because I figured with Chris Rock, I thought he would put a few jokes out there with the, you know, what's the hashtag? Oscars so white?
Or so white.
Yeah. So white or too white?
No, Oscars so white.
So white. I thought there would be a few, you know, it was definitely going to be brought up. But yeah, at minute 16 and it was, the whole monologue was that, I was like, oh, jeez. Mm-hmm. All right, beat us over the head.
And I'll say, like, I've always identified with Chris Rock, you know, with him being a black kid that went to a mostly white school.
Yeah.
I was a white kid that went to a mostly black school for years, and I kind of always identified with him as far as, like, it just sucks to be the minority, no matter where you are or whatever. But
true.
But you're not allowed to say that you're...
Oh, no. I mean, I'll say it. I don't give a shit. It was terrible. I got treated like shit. But I feel like you could tell he was angry.
Right.
He lost his humor a few times.
Well, he had a point to make.
Yeah. Personally, I miss Billy Crystal. I like the big song and dance routine and then making fun of all the movies and all the little vignettes. That's what I like at the Oscars.
That's what we grew up with. That's what was enjoyable.
I love Chris Rock to death, but
yeah, why does Billy Crystal get that just to himself? Why can't they do that every year with the little vignettes?
They tried it, but it's not good.
I like Seth MacFarlane. I thought he did a good job.
Yeah. He's too anti-Hollywood.
But he was great.
I know he was. It was entertaining.
He's a good-looking guy. He's charismatic.
I thought David Letterman was good.
Yeah.
People hated that.
God, how long ago was that now?
Long time ago.
15 years ago?
More than that.
Really?
Hmm?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
When was it, Jeff? 90s?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I don't even know if I lived in Atlanta when that happened.
And then, nah, I don't think we did.
Oh, what about Steve Martin? And that one
was exactly
really
was
good.
Yeah. Steve Martin and...
Martin Short?
Or Bill? He brought him out.
But Steve Martin and Bill Murray?
One Bill Murray.
Steve Martin.
Alec Baldwin?
Who was it?
But it was good.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Well, then it was Tina Fey and...
No, they're Golden Globes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now we're all confused. Do you guys follow along on Twitter when this shit happens?
No.
I do.
95 was Letterman.
All right. Andy Kindler was hilarious because he kept tweeting. I think he hates Ricky Gervais.
He hates everybody.
especially Ricky Gervais because he's like, right about now, Ricky Gervais would be pretending to be drunk and insulting people. Andy Kindler loved his tweets.
Yeah.
You know who was great though? Louis C.K. when he did
his.
He killed
he
it.
Did.
Oh,
yes.
God, he was so funny. He brought it totally back. Everybody was like, oh, I can relax and just laugh again and not feel like a piece of shit. But oh, thanks.
People got upset with the Sacha Baron Cohen's Ali G bit.
I thought that was great.
He wasn't supposed
I loved
to
it.
Present as Ali G. That
he
was
it? Oh, that was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He changed into the Ali G outfit in the disabled bathroom with the help of his wife before he went out on
who
stage.
Who was he? He was with Charlize?
No, he was with his wife.
Olivia Wilde is who he was on stage.
Oh, no, he was with
but
Olivia
his wife,
wife
helped him change into the IG gear.
Olivia Wilde, my God.
I'm aware.
What did he say to her? You look well fed.
You look well fed. What do you call Idris Elba? Idris Elbow.
Idris Elbow, yeah.
Yeah, so that was hilarious.
Did he get in trouble for that?
Well, the Oscars just weren't happy with him for pulling that shit.
Yeah.
So he was supposed to be himself.
I guess.
Yeah, he was supposed to present himself.
At least he was funny.
I love that Minions joke. You know, everybody thought it was an Asian joke.
Yeah.
How dare you? He was making fun of racist jokes, you
absolutely.
Idiots.
Absolutely.
And what about the Jack Black thing?
Fell flat.
I hate Jack Black. I thought the bear in the audience was funnier.
Yeah.
Mostly because it pissed off the director.
Why is that?
Huh?
Pissed off the director. Oh, of the movie.
He didn't think it was funny.
Revenant. Oh, I see.
Yeah. And anything that can make a smug, right, you know, prick like that uncomfortable, I like.
Well, you know, I just read something with him where he was talking about, he was on a panel with Ridley Scott recently where Ridley Scott was needling him about the fact that, you know, when they shot The Revenant, they did everything in natural light. That's why their shooting schedule was so tight.
Really? Yeah.
And that's also why it looked so fucking amazing.
I didn't know that either.
God, the only movie I know that's been shot like that is Barry Lyndon.
Really?
Yep.
Nope.
I've never seen that.
I was going to say Scorsese. It's not Scorsese, of course. It's Kubrick.
Kubrick, yeah.
It's one of the few I haven't seen all of. I've just seen pieces of it. It's supposed to be really boring, but it's really beautiful. It's like watching a painting.
Right.
Well, Ridley Scott said, he made fun of him basically and said, you know, when he shot Gladiator, it was just a few miles down the road on a state, you know, he's like, so you don't have to go everywhere for it to look whatever. And in Iratu or however you pronounce the name, he was like, I fucking disagree with you.
Yeah.
It does make a difference, and you could tell the difference, and I agree with him. You could tell the difference. I mean, it was just visually stunning. Right, the entire movie, you're completely like, oh, my God.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
I think Harmony Korine, you know who that is? He did Kids, and he did something else that was kind of recent that was kind of big. I can't remember what it was.
Kids. Didn't he also do Welcome to the Dollhouse, or is that Todd? No, it's Todd Solondz.
But, yeah, he's a big guy that, you know, there's some kind of Danish filmmaking that uses all natural light.
Oh, and so when the black kid was slapping his cock back and forth in the pool scene, that was natural light.
Yeah. Didn't that look amazing to you?
That started, that was a run of poor what's-her-name getting AIDS or raped or fucked over.
Chloe Sfigny.
Yes. Yeah. In like three straight movies. Yeah. She was in some, The Death of Disco.
I thought that was Gus Van Sant, though, that did Kids. So it was very weird. I let go.
That's a disturbing movie.
Yeah, I'm Casper.
Yeah. Well, that movie and, what's that one that we were talking about it before, weren't we?
Gummo?
No. Disturbia, or no. Not Disturbia.
Melancholia?
No.
Some kind
of. We talked about it on this show?
We did. We talked about it on a real, like a long time ago, like one of the first shows. But it's that movie where a guy jacks off into the phone booth and slaps the.
Oh, not the phone. In his room. The Todd Solondz movie.
Yeah.
Happiness.
Happiness. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My God.
This is what I'm here for.
That movie, Jesus Christ. I mean, there's some movies that you cannot watch over and over and over.
That one I could. It was done well.
Speaking of not watching, how many of the Oscar movies did you guys see?
Let's see. Revenant, Mad Max.
That's it for me.
The Martian.
Oh, yeah, three. Martian was good.
Yeah, I think Revenant and Mad Max is where I was.
Jeff?
Yeah, that's about it.
Now, the movie that, what did I call it in the car earlier? I was like trying to remember the name of the movie. And I said,
you said The List.
I said, hey, The List won. She goes, what are you talking about? I mean, The List, it won Best Picture.
Schindler's List?
No, it wasn't The List. It was
Spotlight. He's just like, it's a list of pedophiles.
But I was so disappointed in that because, you know, Mad Max clearly was the best picture.
You think?
I do, because it was the best visual, the best sounding, it had the best looks.
But the writing is horrible.
Who cares? It was a great movie.
That contributes to a best picture of the year.
None of the acting mattered in that movie. None of the writing mattered. It was just cool. It was a good movie.
Well, I could watch it all day long, but I mean, picture of the year, you got to have good dialogue and writing.
But if you look at it like on the standpoint, remember whenever Nell was nominated, and it was like a dialect, it was all because, and it's kind of the same thing with Mad Max. It's its own dialect.
Yeah.
It's not anything you would hear anywhere else.
And shit, The Martian was probably better than this. But I understand, you know, they have to. That movie was probably riveting, and it caused a lot of people to. So
I thought it was going
to
be Revenant all the way.
Yeah, Revenant. Well, yeah, I wouldn't. You know, why not Revenant? Revenant was a great film.
Pretty much had everything.
Best Oscar or Best Actor?
Best Actor.
I was happy about
that. You know, I didn't see that speech. Actually, I watched pretty much.
I didn't see the speech either.
Yeah.
Well, it was all about protecting the Earth and blah 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 blah. Did you guys disappointed by Stallone's loss?
Yeah.
I am too, because nobody saw that fucking Bridge of Spies. Nobody knows that guy.
Yeah.
And why did he win?
Spielberg movie, though.
Yeah, but who cares? There has to be... there was a backlash against Stallone. Nobody wanted him to win. Has to be.
Well, he already won for Rocky.
So? He's never won a best act. He's never won an award for acting.
I think they're sitting there going, are we really going to give this award to Stallone?
Why
really?
Not? It's his last shot. He's never going to get another shot. He got nominated for Copland, and he was even better in that.
Yeah.
And he got fucking hosed then.
I love Copland.
Copland is a great movie.
It is.
I've you blew it!
But it's not like the Oscars aren't like the Emmys, though, where if you won one, they just keep giving you another one and another one and another one on top of it. The Oscars is like, if you got one, you're lucky.
I don't know.
And that's it. If you get one, you're lucky.
Unless you're Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
But you could have anybody, you could probably put anybody in that role in Bridge of Spies that's a competent actor and he could have done a good job.
Well, I want to see it first before I will reserve my judgment.
It's going to be your favorite movie.
You're just
going to
hate on Bridge of Spies forever?
Yeah. Okay. Tom Hanks, Spielberg, Cold War, 60s, baby boomers. Go fuck yourself.
It might be cool.
Let's see the Iran-Contra scandal in a film or, you know, I mean, fucking sick of these boomers and their goddamn.
I'm glad we're talking about film, though.
Huh? Oh, we're talking about the Oscars.
I know.
Talking about the Oscars. Who won? I don't even know. I didn't see The Room.
No.
But Brie Larson won.
I'll never watch that because it's too sad.
I saw some of it.
Unsurreal.
And my wife was saying, she's like, I don't know if I could watch this.
There's no possibility.
Of course not.
Oh, Jesus.
When she rolls the kid up in the rug so she can get her nightly rape. Who doesn't want
to
watch that?
You know who she looks like to me? She looks like Jenna Fisher from The Office.
She has. Yeah, she's Fisher-esque.
Every
time
I see her on TV, I'm like, is that? Oh, no.
A little prettier.
They have a similar look.
Fisher's not aging well. I've seen her recently.
I haven't seen her recently.
Not looking so good.
She's cute. Yeah. I think she's attractive.
I liked her in Slither, her little 5 minutes.
That's her husband's movie, right?
Yeah,
her ex-husband.
Okay, yeah.
He didn't want kids. She did. Now she has them.
Aw, good for her.
No, he's in town here directing.
What?
Guardians
of the Galaxy 2.
Ooh.
Who is that?
James Gunn.
James Gunn.
Oh, yeah.
He went from Slither to awesome movies.
Slither is
it is a good movie.
I'll fight you to the death.
But it's
I
no Guardians
Slither.
Of the Galaxy.
Well, no.
It's also
it's...
no.
Thank God it's no.
Have you ever seen that movie?
I have.
With Dirk Benedict?
Yes.
Have you watched it in the last 5 years like I have?
Well, why did you just to hate watch? I mean, just to
no,
laugh?
No, just to watch it again. Yeah, I haven't seen it in years.
I haven't seen it in the last 5 years.
He's got time to watch horrible shit.
Speaking of horrible shit, I watched King Kong. This
Which
week.
One?
The Jeff Bridges one?
Yeah.
I watched some of it too for some reason.
It was on AMC.
Like, oh, that's why I must have fell asleep with AMC.
Listen, that you guys.
I DVR'd it.
My childhood and I have nostalgic love
Me
for that
too.
Movie.
Here's why.
I saw it in the theater.
So did I, in the Twain Theater in Mansfield.
I saw Jessica it in Lane? The 123 Theater in Ohio.
Okay, yeah.
But I went to the bathroom at one point during the movie and when I came back, my dad said, oh, King Kong just...
Yeah,
pulled Jessica Lange's shirt down and you saw her boobs.
Yeah,
and I was like, "How did I miss that?"
Yeah,
and so to this day, I still have never seen it. And I watched the AMC part where that happened, and then
it's
cut out. Yeah,
because there's two versions of it: the PG version and the R rated version.
Oh,
the R rated version is really long.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And and you see your tits in the R rated version. And
so I went to, so I took one piss in the movie and I missed.
Yeah, well, you're six boobs. Or seven, so you didn't need to see that then.
Yes, I did.
No, you did not. That's the only movie I ever saw with both of my parents.
Oh yeah,
which is really weird. You know, they were actually separated, but my dad came over. So let's go see King Kong. I'm sure they regret it because it's fucking long. And you look at it now, and King Kong looked faker in that than in the original.
But
stop motion.
I loved it. And
I did love it. I still do.
When Jeff Britt, you know, I think I was so intrigued with him as such a hippie guy in the movie. And with
there
the
were
beard
so many other people,
hair.
Too, that I recognized on the boat.
Charles Grodin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Grodin.
But,
what's his name? Rene Aubergeon was in there.
Uh-huh.
A bunch of other people.
Duan. It's like Don, but Duan.
No, I like the Jack Black guy. The newer one.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's really a throwback film. And Peter Jackson, so you can't really...
Peter Jackson, that's all I was trying to
say. Naomi Watts, she was good as the damsel.
And I thought like when when they go to the
Andy
island...
Andy Serkis.
Mm-hmm.
I think all the natives on the island, I mean, it was super fucking creepy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, when they're on those poles and they're swinging back and forth.
They
and
weren't as creepy as the ones in the De Laurentiis version, though.
Yeah.
The drums and everything.
Yeah. I don't know. But these were like creepier. These seemed
there's so much I want to talk about.
The people on that island and then the Peter Jackson one just seemed like they were creatures. Or
Yeah.
It was dark, super dark.
You know? I love Adrian Brody, but not as much as Jeff Bridges, though, I have to say.
Jeff Bridges,
not in that, you know.
Right.
Adrian Brody is just a big nose.
He's the hottest big nose man I've ever seen, without a doubt. Yes, he wears that nose. He wears
a giant primate running through the city, dude. That ain't legal either.
The Pianist, probably the best Holocaust movie I've ever seen. What?
You gonna rate your Holocaust movies?
We'll do that in a future episode.
We'll have a Holocaust episode. Oh, that'll be an uplifting.
The day the clown cried.
That could be our March Madness. We'll start with the 32
greatest Holocaust movies.
We'll get down to one.
Boy in the Red Pajamas.
Iris' favorite is the prequel.
Schindler's List.
Triumph of the Will.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
No, but...
Holy shit.
I've always wanted to read Mein Kampf, though.
I've read it.
It's just as a curiosity.
A number one bestseller in Germany now that they unbanned it.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
So what did you think of it?
He's a terrible writer. Well, no, the translation's bad.
Should I read it?
Yeah, I guess, if you want to.
I'm always fascinated by Holocaust stuff.
It's it's an interesting read if you're a fan of history. I love history.
I just don't read fast or well.
Have you ever read The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich?
No, but see, I've seen a lot of documentaries.
Well, William Shirer, I believe, is the name of the author of that. Yeah. He wrote that, and it's fascinating. Because you know, he was poor, and his family was poor.
Yeah.
And just how a loser like that came to power.
This shit fascinates me. Now, there was a documentary on HBO recently about how Hitchcock was solicited to cut a Holocaust documentary,
mm-hmm.
like right after the war ended. You know, it was like right around 1950 or something.
You know, I was listening to Gilbert last week, and he had Robert Wool on. I think I mentioned that last week.
My guest!
And I'm not going to do his
work. I'll come.
No!
You're like an artless, Paul?
I heard a rumor that Danny Thomas would lay under a glass table while people pooped on it. He says that usually every week.
Yeah. He mentioned that a couple times on the one episode I listened to.
Yeah. So he had Wool on, right? Robert Wool, right? That's his name?
Wool.
And he was good friends with Charles Durning. And they were talking, before Charles Durning, they were talking about Ned Beatty, who they alleged was an anti-Semite.
Really?
Yeah, that he would always bitch about Jews in Hollywood. And it led to Robert...
You didn't talk about him at your meetings?
Robert Wool was friends with Charles Durning, he said, on Gilbert's podcast. And that Charles Durning actually was one of the guys in World War II who liberated the camps. Oh. But he never spoke about it.
Well, so that's what he did.
You know, that's cool. I never knew that about him. You know? So you learn things from podcasts.
Sure.
Imagine Pepe...
Maybe not this, but...
Sure I do.
Pepe O'Donohoe.
Hmm?
Pepe O'Donohoe.
Who's that?
From Old Brother, Where Art Thou? Charles Durning?
Oh, yes. He was such a good actor. He was great in Tootsie. Fell in love with Dustin Hoffman.
And Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Yes.
Evening Shade is where I remember it from.
Evening Shade.
Evening. That was not bad.
Not bad. Another movie, I know Jeff's going to get to this later with Who Died, but of course in the montage we kicked it off with the great George Kennedy.
Right.
So rest in peace, George Kennedy. But he made a lot of great movies on top of The Naked Gun.
I was just about to say Naked Gun was
Cool Hand Luke.
Cool Hand Luke, where he just kept beating the shit out of Paul Newman in that box. And, poof, stay down. So rest in peace. What else is he in?
Creepshow 2.
Oh, yeah.
Yatta-hey, Chief Woodenhead. Yatta-hey.
Nowhere near as good as the first one, though, with Leslie Nielsen.
I don't know. You didn't like that one? He's this. You know, well, thanks for the ride, lady. Come on.
And the old Italian guy, I want my birthday cake.
Oh, yeah. Which was the one with Ted Danson?
That was Creep the first Show. One.
That was the first one?
Yeah.
That was the first one.
That one freaked me out, man.
Was that Tales from the Crypt or Creepshow?
That was... wait a minute. That was...
Oh, am I fucking up?
Ted Danson's the Creepshow, right?
Yeah, Creepshow.
When they buried him and they were...
In the same
city. Yeah. That was the first
Creepshow. A video monitor of it. Who was that?
Wife? No, the husband.
Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie Nielsen. Yeah, okay.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
Nope. Look at us.
That was a good one.
Word. So, all in all, the Oscars were cool. I hope next year they go back to having fun and that everybody of all colors, including Asians, Latinos... And minions and people who aren't white or black seem to not be a part of the conversation.
Because I will say this, Benicio del Toro could have made a fucking stink.
Yeah.
He should have been nominated for Sicario.
Oh, no
he
kidding.
Crushed that shit.
That movie
he should have totally
epic.
Been nominated.
I've been wanting to watch it. I've heard everybody's going nuts
Do
about
it.
It.
Yeah. Do it.
He's what makes the movie.
I don't, I'm not very adamant about things, but that movie is really good.
Is it still on Netflix? I know it was.
It was? I actually paid for it on demand before. Yeah.
I got it at Redbox.
I'm in.
Huh?
I like Benicio.
Yeah, he's great.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He'll flip you.
I'll flip you for real.
Fear and Loathing.
Yeah.
Always. Dr. Gonzo.
He gained all that weight.
Yeah.
Traffic.
Traffic, yeah.
Traffic I wasn't a huge fan of.
Well, it's a Soderbergh movie, so it has its Soderbergh moments.
I like Soderbergh, Eskimo Brothers, Steven Soderbergh.
Yep, Eskimo Brothers, Steven Soderbergh.
I mean, ever since Out of Sight was one of my favorite movies.
I liked Out of Sight.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I like that Michael Keaton played the same character in
Jackie Brown.
Yeah.
As in Out of Sight. That's the only time that's ever happened, right?
Right. But I like Jackie Brown better. A lot of people hate that movie.
I love Jackie Brown.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
But there's a lot of
Pam Grier is fantastic.
Yep. You know,
movie.
The guy in that got robbed of an Oscar, Forrester.
Yeah, Max
Robert
Cherry.
Forrester?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He should have gotten
it. He totally should have won.
He was great. Yeah.
When I interviewed, never mind. Pam it's not Grier. The same thing. I was thinking of something else. I was thinking of Midnight Run.
Oh, let's talk about Midnight Run. I'll talk about it all night long.
When I interviewed
Jack, you're in this.
When I interviewed,
you and I could do that.
When I interviewed Joe Pantoliano.
Yeah.
I was talking to him about the movie. I said, I'm surprised that they never made a TV show with you guys, the Bail Bonds. And he goes, actually, they did. They offered us one, and I turned it down. And then he said that they are actually talking about making a sequel. He goes, I got a call the other day from my agent, and they're talking about, you know, everybody will come back.
I remember listening to that interview, yeah.
And I hope that happens, because that's one of my fucking favorite movies. I just love them. Charles Grodin is so good in that movie.
Yeah, that's a I mean, me and my buddies, we can recite that whole movie pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think you're traveling with? Not as
you do a little Charles Grodin impersonation.
Cigarettes are killers, Jack. I can't fly.
Look, we had to scrap the bus. Fuck the bus. I want to know what happened to the goddamn plane.
I thought you said you can't fly.
Doesn't like to fly. Jack, what does that mean?
God. Oh, we should do a whole episode about that. All right. We've probably been talking for a while. I think I need a cigarette.
Do you?
Yes. How long have we been talking, Ira?
Maybe tonight is the night that we
40-some.
40-some?
Wow. About 30, yeah.
So, like I said, Oscars, good. Everybody who
won. It was
won.
Good, but I agree. Like, come on, man.
You know what, though? In a way, it kind of had to happen. It had to happen.
Did it?
I think it did, because
I disagree.
Last year is when Oscars So White started.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year, with so many competent roles and so many movies, I mean, competent sounds, you know,
but
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
There are a lot of movies that could have benefited from that. So, you know, it had to happen and now it won't happen again.
All they had to do was nominate Jason Mitchell for Eazy-E and Straight Outta Compton.
No,
and
shit.
All of this would have went away.
Michael B. Jordan.
Everything would have been fine.
You know what? Yeah, definitely. He could have got one. I mean,
and the guy in Star Wars.
Should have been nominated at least.
The guy in Star Wars.
I forget his name.
John Boyega.
He was great in Attack the Block.
You know what would have been shitty, though, if what's his name had been nominated for an Oscar for Straight Outta Compton?
Oh, you're talking about the one who...
The guy from Billions?
Giamatti?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, he had been the only one.
Oh, yeah.
It's Chris Rock's favorite actor, so...
Right.
Oh, they did that on SNL?
Oh, they did that sketch where...
Yeah.
All these really black movies...
Yeah.
The one white guy in the movie gets nominated.
Yeah.
That's good shit.
All right, we will be back in a moment. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on iTunes and like us and give us ratings. We'll read them at the end of the show. Also, follow us on Twitter at @radio_labyrinth and on Facebook, Radio Labyrinth.
And we're back.
Rolling. Fred Durst.
Yeah.
I'm Eskimo buddies with him, too.
Are you?
Eskimo buddies with Fred Durst?
Yep.
No way.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that story before.
Well, that chick that dated Frank Black.
Oh,
Lewis Black?
Lewis Black.
Lewis Black also dated Fred Durst.
Jeez, this chick
got crotch gets around.
Well, I mean, there's
Luke Dogwalker.
Time span in between the...
She's a whoa.
She's not a... Take that back.
She's all over the board here. There's not like a really set type here.
For who?
For Luke Dogwalker. The tramp in question.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, there is. It's people that are in the media.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
There you go.
Okay.
I don't think he was famous yet.
Really?
No. I think she knew him in school.
Oh, well, then I'm wrong then.
Maybe he wasn't a douchebag then. Who knows? Welcome back to Radio Labyrinth, episode 012. My name is Tim Andrews, joined by Jeff Leboff, Ira Malkin, and Stephanie Swain. And breaking news this week. And actually, it was yesterday. Maybe the day before.
Who died?
Stephen King.
Died?
Tweeted. That
Matthew McConaughey.
Not only is Idris Elba confirmed to be in the Dark Tower, but so is Matthew McConaughey.
To play Randall Flagg.
Yep. And that's pretty interesting.
I'd love to see the two of them in something.
Why, you think a black guy should be the man in black?
No, not necessarily, but I think Matthew McConaughey would make a good gunslinger.
He would make a good
gunslinger. You don't think Idris Elba's too straight?
No, I don't think he's too straight. What move? Oh, that was...
That's what they said about him playing Bond.
007 because he's too straight.
Yeah. Oof.
Do you know who 007 is based on, right?
No.
Doctor Who?
No. 007 is based on the actor Christopher Lee.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was in Special Ops for the British...
in real life.
In World War II.
Yeah.
And his cousin is Ian Fleming.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Who wrote the
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Wow.
Yeah, and the James Bond character.
You do learn shit on podcasts.
Wow,
so
I did not know that.
Yes. And, you know, he also has some pretty fucking awesome metal albums, Christopher Lee. Yeah. So check those out.
The late Christopher Lee.
Yeah. Sad. What was I talking about?
You said you were going to punt. It's the fourth.
Yeah, I know, but what was I talking about before I went down the rabbit hole?
Idris Elbow.
Idris Elbow. Yeah, at first I was really, really... Let me preface this with, the Dark Tower series is my favorite series of books ever written.
No, I'm more into the Talisman, but I like the Dark Tower.
Oh, I love the Talisman. I mean, it's great.
They're writing another one. Peter Straub and Stephen King are writing another one.
But the Dark Tower, especially Wizards in Glass.
Yeah, that's the best one.
Yeah, that's my favorite one. But also the one before that, which is where you get all the characters.
The Drawing of the Three?
Yeah. It's the Dark Tower.
And the Gunslinger.
The Gunslinger, and then it's the Drawing of the Three. And then it's what after that?
Nope.
No?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows? Okay, well, I won't go... Okay, shut up about the books. But anyway, the movie, they're going to be epic movies. They have to be, because it's such... I mean, there's 8 books or something like that. I don't know off the top of my head. But anyway, Idris Elba will be a good...
Yeah, he'll be good.
He'll be great.
He'll be good at anything.
But you have to understand that it's weird for people, because he's been writing these books since
Well, he's described in the books as being very, like, young Clint Eastwood.
Right.
Right.
He's a cowboy.
All right.
Old West-based character. Blue-eyed, because that's the thing. Steel blue eyes.
So they're turning it into Blazing Saddles? Is what
the new gunslinger is
the
near.
He's near?
He's what?
The new gunslinger is near. I hope they have a fart scene with Oi.
Good day, man.
I think you boys have had enough.
But anyway, I mean, we say at the end of the show, keep it canon. And to me, you take a book that's beloved. And I was going to tweet shit like, I said, maybe Odetta Walker can be played by Lucy Liu, and they could have a cow play Oi.
Stephen King appears in the books as himself, so who are they going to get to play Stephen King? Like Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Yeah, that would be good. you know who should play him? The woman who wrote Gone Girl.
Oh.
Gillian Welch?
Yeah.
No, that's a singer.
No.
Gillian Flynn.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
Tracy
just,
Morgan, maybe.
Tracy Morgan. Yeah!
I say Stringer Bell can pull it off. It'll be...
Yeah, I mean, he's a great actor, so it'll be fine. But anyway, you know, keep it canon. Please, please, please keep it canon. I mean, things are sacred. Some things are sacred to people. So to keep that in mind. I hate prequels. That's one thing I wanted to talk about.
But I am watching
Better Call Saul. He's in, folks. Episode 3, Season 1. Yeah, Episode 2 is fucking great with Tuco.
Yeah.
This week's episode was so good.
You don't?
Michael McKean is so good. Yeah. He's doing a tour de force of acting.
I didn't watch this week.
Yeah, well.
He is fucking killing
I plan to be caught up fully next week.
Okay, but Michael McKean, man.
Yeah.
He is such a tragic character, and... He's trying to overcome his foibles to keep an eye on his brother because he knows what a fuck up he is.
And yeah,
it's just fucking brilliant acting on his part.
Think he'll get an Emmy?
He didn't get nominated last year, but he should.
Well, he doesn't care about that, as we've seen.
It's not what it's about.
No. It's that, but it's also that he is stuck up and he thinks he's better.
Well, that's part of it too. But.
Yeah.
Who?
Michael McKean thinks he's better than Jimmy just because Jimmy gets his degree from
a law school.
Oh, in that in the show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, the character.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and speaking of, well, this might be a long shot. Michael McKean Spinal Tap,
uh-huh.
Rob Reiner.
Yes.
Oh, your dad.
I was telling you guys, so we talked last week about my dad that was in the Allen Fund.
Yeah, oh, my God, I watched that. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it, too.
When his dad says, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and then at the end, you know, the girl walks away, and he looks down the hall and kind of checks out her ass, and he goes, yeah. Outstanding.
Yes. That was my favorite part.
So he told me that he and his army buddies, that was like the word that they would use. Everybody would say outstanding. So I called after that show last week. I called my dad the next morning. I said, yeah, we brought up What Do You Say to a Naked Lady on the show last night. He goes, oh, yeah, and we talked about it. And he goes, you know, I was supposed to get $50, you know, for it, but I never got my check. So he called the production office because I guess they gave him a card or something.
Seeing the naked lady wasn't enough.
We thought it would be funny to jip. Yeah. I was dead. Got it.
You don't jip my dad.
Maybe you could mail it to me.
But he called it, and Alan Funt picked up the phone.
Hello?
Yeah.
Candid camera.
And he said, oh, hey, you know, I'm the guy that was in the, I was in the elevator scene. And he goes, oh, Alan Funt said, that was my favorite scene. He goes, you were great. And apparently they talked on the phone for a while.
Did he ever get his $50?
And then he did get his check.
There you go. Yeah. And you could see that movie, which is called?
What Do You Say to a Naked Lady?
If you have Amazon Prime.
Yeah, which I haven't looked yet. Did you see it on Amazon Prime?
No, I watched it on YouTube.
That's where I got the screen grab.
You watched it on YouTube? I couldn't find it on YouTube. It was all
just
fake
his
videos.
Dad. That clip scene is so good. That's in the trailer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, I bring up prequels because Jeff came up with this theory the other day. He tweeted it to me, and I was sitting on the porch going, okay, we'll figure this out. Do you remember this?
Yeah, that radio is the prequel to The People versus O.J. Simpson.
So I want to hear your theory about that.
Well, it's, you know.
Radio?
Radio.
The movie Radio.
Explain what that is.
It's a movie with Cuba Gooding Jr.
Okay. Is he a football star?
No, he's a local, how do you put it?
Mentally challenged
individual.
Special needs person.
Yes, he's special needs, and he fixes radios, and he's into radios.
Oh.
But the local football coach, like, takes him under his wing and...
Teaches him how to be a linebacker?
No, but, like, lets him be, like, an assistant coach or water boy or whatever for the team.
Doesn't brush his teeth.
High quality H2O. Right.
So it's like it's like Waterboy. It's like a comedy.
No, it's a drama.
Okay,
but it's a true story.
Did he go Simple Jack for this movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
He went full on.
Full Jack.
Full Simple Jack.
Yeah.
You never go full Simple Jack. You can say that. You can't say the other one.
I know.
You never go full Simple Jack. That movie, by the way.
He gets into football, and then he becomes a linebacker becomes a running back for the Buffalo Bills.
Well, for Stanford first.
Yeah, Stanford, and then the Buffalo Bills.
So it's like Forrest Gump, a movie where a Simple Jack is so good at running that he...
And he becomes a 49er, and then he's a Buffalo Bill.
Well, no, he's the Buffalo Bill first.
Oh, he's Buffalo Bill first.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
This was the prequel to...
And then he kills his wife and her boyfriend.
Now, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. It's never been proven. You can't call him a murderer.
Well, they're still looking for the real killers, you know.
I always wonder, how can you
right
win
here
a...
in my jail cell, I've been riding people.
That's right.
Every day.
But I thought it would be funny if we... started referring to our listeners as radios.
What do you think they would think about this?
Well, you know, hey, it's Radio Labyrinth.
Yeah, the name of the show is Radio Labyrinth, so our listeners radios. Could be radios.
Radios, okay. I like that. So from now on, you're a radio. And, you know, we'll kick it off the segment next time with radio by whatever. I'll make a little montage.
Right, but we should have like a thing where the radios can call in and leave messages for us.
No, we got to find that online. So if you know of any kind of service, if you're listening, you know of any kind of service.
Google Voice, can't you do it on Google Voice?
Yeah, but then you, you got to be able
to.
You got to leave a message that says, you know, blah, 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 you're being recorded.
This could be like our FU line thing.
Okay.
Just a way to connect with the.
But don't tell us to fuck us.
Yeah. Well, you can tell us anything you want. I don't care.
Yeah, you can say your usual shit. Nice. Like, tell Jeff to stop jerking off in the movies.
Right. It's not going to do any good.
Tell Ira to quit killing our savior.
I was about to say, stop Ira talking about Jew shit.
See if Ira can get the gunslinger to be the Matthew McConaughey at the next Hollywood Jews meeting.
Heard about the party being busted. Not to worry. It's going to be a party at the old moon tower. You guys should go.
That's the thing about kids in Gilead. I get older, they all stay the same age. Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
You seen that guy, Ross?
That was a scene cut from Spotlight.
Ross, the list.
Ross Marquand, I think is his name, from Walking Dead.
What about him?
He does these micro impressions. Have you seen those?
No.
It's pretty good. You should check it out on YouTube.
Okay.
But you're an impressionist, so you'd think you'd be interested.
I hate watching other people's impressions.
Really?
Because they're all better than me.
No.
Now, come on now.
This guy's just as good as you.
See? He's better.
No, he's just as good as you.
Yes, I did.
But he was on Kimmel the other night, and Kimmel was like having him pretend to be people. He was just throwing out names, and he was pretending to be accepting an Oscar on their behalf.
Uh huh.
And, you know, he did like Christopher Walken and Justin Timberlake. He does pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard that. What's he sound like?
Yeah, he does a pretty good Justin Timberlake.
Sounds like Justin Timberlake.
He does Matt Damon, but not a voice, just the facial impression.
Of Matt Damon?
Yeah.
What's Matt Damon's
face?
He
says he's always trying to choke back a smile, like not smile. So
yeah.
You got to watch him do it.
He does do that, except for in the Bourne movies, which are kick-ass, and he's coming back. So we're going to call you Radios from now on, you fucking Radios.
Radio, Sound Salvation. Radio.
Did you watch OJ this week, though?
No. What's on tonight?
I'm way behind.
No, it was on last night.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, today's Wednesday.
No, I haven't watched
it. Bullshit in it this week.
What?
Yeah, the prosecutor guy, the red-haired guy, the ginger guy.
I don't know who that is.
Had a heart attack in court.
Oh, yeah?
That didn't happen.
It must have.
No, the true story is that like later on he complained about, I'm having some chest pains, like in a private.
Oh, so they dramatized it?
Yeah.
They're taking artistic license?
Collapsed and passed out in the court.
Well, OJ also never said absolutely 100%
yes,
not guilty.
Did.
No, he didn't. He said, not guilty. I just watched a documentary about it on ID. Not in the arraignment.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that funny how memory works?
Yeah, that's weird.
He said, and because I watched it, this whole, it was like a real good, ID Network is fucking great if you like crime porn.
Oh, yeah.
And murder porn.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And they did this 2.5-hour documentary about the OJ thing, and it was a lot of footage, and you saw, it just took you right back to watching it on the news and seeing the real stuff. So it's a good companion piece if you're watching the show. And, you know, even if you're just interested in it, so... You know,
I like the show. I think it's hilarious.
This week's episode started with Johnny Cochran getting pulled over by the cops.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Is there a lot of Kardashian stuff still?
No, there were no Kardashian references.
It's very heavy-handed.
Yeah.
It's very heavy-handed.
Very heavy-handed. Yeah. Speaking of heavy-handed, who watched The Walking Dead? We all watch it?
You know what?
I did.
Oh, you don't even watch it.
I was out.
No Negan yet, but we're close, right?
I think he'll show up in the last episode of the season.
Oh, you got to wait that long? I thought they were getting ready to go shoot him.
A couple more left.
Oh, that's true.
I thought the Jesus was... Now I'm starting to see where, you know...
Like, you said it. Nobody fucks with the Jesus.
Jesus is cool in the comic books.
He's cool in that. Now, who's the actor that played the jerk-off who lived in that house?
Oh, yeah, he's really good.
He's been
Gregory? Gregory?
Yeah, he's one of that. He's a that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
He's definitely a that guy. He was in 24, the first season. He's the guy who ran CTU. CTU, is that what it was called?
Yep.
Yeah. What is it? And that is the documentary, too. Isn't it called That Guy? Who's that guy in that thing?
Yeah.
You've seen that? That's really good.
That's a documentary?
Yes. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, that's really good.
Who's that guy in that thing?
Yeah.
It's not real. That's not the title, but it's something like that.
Oh, really? Oh,
there's a whole book of that guys, too.
Yeah, I have that book. It's on my toilet.
Well, that should be a segment of ours. Who's that guy in that
who's
thing?
Who's that guy? Well, speaking of that, I watched this network on YouTube, and I don't have it, you know, written down here, of course, what the guy's name is, but it is called No Small Part.
Yeah.
And it was the doc. I tweeted it on our Twitter feed about the one that was about Crispin Glover.
Oh.
And it was really good. And then I went and watched some of the other ones. They're really fucking good. He does a lot of in-depth. And you know what I'll do? I'll tweet it later. You know, after this episode goes out, I'll tweet a link to the guy. But because I forget his name. He was an actor. But it's called No Small Parts. So if you Google that or go to YouTube, it's a real good show. If you're interested in that guy's.
I'm sure those radios are.
You radio.
You love that guy and that thing.
I gotta find.
But then Ed Harris comes out of the event horizon and all of a sudden OJ turns into a murderer.
Ed Harris wasn't in Event Horizon, was he?
Yeah, he was.
Who did Ed Harris play in that?
I don't know if you're right about that.
I don't the think captain. You're right. No. Really?
You better Google that computer. Horizon. Boy.
I'm picturing Sam Neill.
Oh, do you see? It is Sam Neill.
It is Sam Neill. You're right.
Is Ed Harris your favorite character? Stephanie Swain wins. Glenn Rose?
Right. Huh?
Is Ed Harris your favorite
What's
character?
What's Ed Harris in? What joke could I say? Oh, he was in the Jackson Pollock movie. What was that called?
Pollock. Yeah.
Terrible movie.
It was a horrible movie.
Jackson Pollock.
So Ed Harris a lot of shit on a canvas. And then OJ becomes a murderer.
Yeah.
Oh, and then wasn't he the love interest in Milk Money? Which that was just.
Who, OJ?
Light. No, Ed Harris.
I want your Milk Money. I'm going to slash your neck open.
No, I was thinking about his character in Glenn Ross.
Oh, okay.
God, I love that movie.
And Harris. And we could do a whole episode on him.
Oh, yeah.
So we will do from now on, and once I get the line set up, I'll tell everybody. We'll put it on Facebook, which is Radio Labyrinth, or at Radio underscore Labyrinth on Twitter. We'll set it up. We'll call it Radio Breaks. Yeah. And we'll play them the best ones every week. Hopefully right. We'll get some.
Oh, I'm sure we'll get some. Those radios love to talk on the phone.
Radio, hello.
I love to make prank calls to any sort of pre-recorded message service. So
yeah, feel free.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
If there was
on?
Any celebrity that would call us, who do you think it would be?
None.
Come on now.
Who do we know? I mean, without asking, who would call?
I don't know.
I don't either. That's a strange question because why would they?
We're going to figure out one semi-celebrity who listens to this show.
Uh-huh.
Are you out there?
Hello?
Call us.
This is Liam Neeson.
See? There you go.
I really enjoy your podcast. It's bananas. Your podcast is bananas. I'm very good with technical things. I could come help you do your podcast. My favorite Liam Neeson movie, by the way, is Darkman.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
I like that.
Sam Raimi.
Yeah. The best. Especially when they go...
God, I haven't seen that in years, man. Well, I mean, I was such a big Evil Dead fan, and then that came out not too long after those, right?
It's,
and I was like, well, fuck yeah, I'm going to go see this. And
yeah, the special effects don't hold up, but it's still a good movie.
Yeah.
Evil Dead 2, that was like, it was the law at that time that you had to drop acid and watch Evil Dead 2.
Oh, yes.
It was imperative.
First movie I ever watched on acid was...
Yellow Submarine.
That's right, Yellow Submarine, the Beatles movie, and... We didn't really pay much attention. I went home and listened to Rush.
Yeah, well, that's not a great movie.
No, it isn't really.
No.
And it's not even their voices.
Really?
No. They're just really good impressionists.
Yeah, that movie was just fodder for people that were high as shit.
Yeah, it makes zero sense.
Right.
Great music. You know what's a better movie than Yellow Submarine? Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band with the Bee Gees and Peter Frampton.
I mean,
yeah.
You ever see that movie?
When I was a little kid.
Bad as in good.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I didn't realize that, you know, it was so druggy. I've never
Steve Martin sings Maxwell Silver Hammer.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
Wow.
George Burns sings Fixing a Hole.
Jeez.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain sits in to stop my mind.
You know I'm God,
wondering.
Right?
Those Oh God movies. I would cry laughing when I watched those when I was a kid. I thought they were so funny. Yeah.
You know what my favorite George Burns movie is?
Hmm.
The one with Brooke Shields.
Oh, where she's the teenage ingenue living with him.
Well, him and they're crooks, right?
Yeah. Okay.
What the hell is that? Yeah, that sounds familiar.
And it's not Pretty Baby, which I also like.
Gross.
What do you mean gross?
It was
it's
so
well good. Done.
Perf. Very gross.
What are you talking about?
It's just a 12-year-old prostitute. Nothing wrong with that. Just take your clothes off for the camera.
This is episode 12. We're allowed to talk about 12-year-old
prostitutes. That was Spotlight, the beginning of it, but it was a girl.
I thought she was 18 when they made that movie.
She was 12.
I know, she was 12.
It was gross. That's why people said that about her parents. Like her mom had some questionable judgment. That's why her and her mom had so many issues.
Blue Lagoon then.
Oh,
15.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
15.
15 in Blue Lagoon? 15. Bullshit. I'm not arguing with you, but I'm
Google
like,
it.
Holy
now
fuck.
Now that she's 40, though, are you allowed to go back and retroactively jerk off to Blue Lagoon?
How are those movies legal to be shown?
No, I don't know. I'm not really sure.
Retroactively jerk off.
I could be wrong, but I'm almost positive she was 15. And her and her mom, they have this really contentious relationship because her mom let her do all this stuff or actually put her up to doing a lot of this weird shit.
Well, she made money.
Shit. Yeah.
I got grounded.
Same deal with Drew Barrymore where her parents were letting her do all that stuff.
She wasn't nude, though, in any movie.
Not E.T.
No.
No. I said not.
No wonder E.T.'s finger lit up.
She was in the closet.
It was an alarm to call the police.
Not in Firestarter.
David Keith is bloody nose. I love that movie.
Yeah.
Now we're really off.
They reminded me of Scanners now. With that.
Yeah, I know.
Michael Ironsides.
Oh, the Ironsides.
Oh, I have a new segment I want to bring up.
Okay.
And it's called Admit It.
All right.
Yeah. Shows that you watch that you really wouldn't ever tell anyone that you watch, but you have to admit it because, well, you know, you're on the fucking show. So, Admit It.
I was thinking hard of that this week.
Yeah, I have a show. Admit It is something that you watch because you have a spouse or...
Right.
You've already admitted to The Good Wife.
Good Wife's a good show. Ridley Scott's involved. So, there. That gives it legit credit.
The only thing I could... All right, I hate reality television.
And plus Negan's on it.
Housewives and all that shit. It gives me fucking migraines watching any of that. There's the one on the boat that my wife watches.
What, Captain Stabbing?
what the fuck is it called? They're all on like a luxury yacht, kind of.
Horses on a boat.
The Love Boat.
No,
Love
Boat. All right, there's a reality show on like Bravo or one of those where the whole
out
staff,
of sight.
They're on like a chartered boat where, you know, rich
Gilligan's Island,
really rich.
Just that Myrtle Beach.
Charter this boat, and they're the staff. You know, it's like the cook, and then the.
Well, you think about the name of it, and I'll tell you what mine is. It's called Fixer Upper with Chip and Joanna Gaines on HGTV. Do you ever watch that with your wife?
No.
Okay, my girlfriend watches the show, and I'm like, this is one of those dumb shows. It's actually a good show, except for they like shiplap.
Shiplap.
Yeah, Joanna likes open concept, which means if you have any walls, she knocks that shit down.
Yeah.
And so when you're sitting in your living room, you can see your kitchen because that's the thing you want to look at while you're watching television.
I think it's the other way around.
Yeah, it's open concept for everything, hardwood floors everywhere, and shiplap.
What's shiplap?
What is it?
Shiplap is repurposed barn wood.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Okay?
I don't know. It rustic.
So warm.
I don't know what any... Oh, she's vintage, this Joanna Gaines.
Well, there's good vintage
but bed. She and her husband are a nice couple.
Sure.
That old wood is like a really big deal, though. Like,
I know.
When they tore down my grandfather's beach cabin, like all the wood that they used, they sold that wood, and it basically paid for the entire...
Demolition?
Prefab house that they put in its place.
Wow. Well, that's why it's called shiplap. And I guess, shit. Get some shiplap. But I don't know what that stuff is. And you know, my girlfriend knows. She keeps talking about this and this. And but anyway, it's a cool show. Joanna Gaines, pretty mom. No. Easy on the eyes. If you're a guy who wants, you know, okay, you can drift off and think about her. I don't.
She's no Mama June, then, is what you're saying.
Oh, God,
is she hotter than the girl on Flip or Flop?
I hate Flip or Flop. I hate that chick.
But that chick.
She's pretty, but she's dumb as shit. I like Joanna because she's classy.
It's funny that you know, I haven't watched the show, but my husband
watches
show.
What?
The Chip and whatever.
Fixer Upper?
Yes.
Ah.
He's told me about it.
He has.
And he has said, you know, because he doesn't watch really either. You know, it's that good show. I mean, they're like a nice couple.
They're great.
You just described it just the way that you described it. Exactly.
They're not dysfunctional.
Yeah.
They don't fight. They don't insult each other. They love their kids. And they get these people to give them, you know, you have a set of budget and they show them a bunch of houses and they say, you can buy this house. And then with whatever money you have left, we can do these renovations.
Right.
And they're fucking talented. I mean, it's like it's the same as when the Queer Eye for the Straight Guy was on. I was like, I want them to come and clean my apartment and go buy me furniture and clothes and get me a haircut. I mean, it's that kind of shit.
Yeah.
It's like stuff I would never be able to do.
It must be their charisma, their chemistry that makes you want to watch the show.
Yes. So if you're a dude and you want to make your wife happy if she likes watching HGTV shows, check out Fixer Upper.
Ira, is your show called Below Deck?
Yes.
All right, so admit it.
I've never watched this show, but I'm intrigued because it says it's set in the British Virgin Islands, which is the place where I lived for 2 years and 500
I don't know if every season is there, but, you know, they got the captain of the boat, and all the staff are all pains in the asses, and they're, you know, he's got to babysit all of them, and, you know, it's a reality show.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie?
I hate watch Fashion Police.
I hate watch.
I
hate this show.
I hate myself when I'm watching it, but I watch it religiously every single time. Now, when Joan Rivers was alive, I would never be embarrassed to say that I watched
it. She was the original host?
Fucking hysterical. Yes, she was hilarious as the host.
And her daughter was with her. right?
No, no.
Not on that
no.
one?
No. It'd just be her Melissa? And then, you know, no, that was back when she had Kelly Osbourne and Juliana Rancic. And
Who's the host now?
Melissa is the host. And so she's
like her mom. She's not funny, though.
No, not like her mom. Not
she
even
can't
close.
Be mean. She can't pull off being mean.
No, but and that's the whole thing is like, you know, every single time, no matter what the outfit, because I love the clothes. I love the gowns and all that stuff. That's the most vaginal thing about me. I'll drink in the clothes. But then, you know, it's always the same thing. Brad Goreski, the extremely effeminate, you know, designer or whatever. This look is, I mean, it's always, their explanations are always, this is everything, or I can't. It's the same thing every time. And I'll just sit there and be like, why the fuck am I watching this? This is so retarded. Why don't I just put mute on and like maybe listen to music and just look at the dresses?
You could do that.
What would a single guy living alone like me, okay? I'm not Tim, okay?
Okay.
Just a guy here.
You're the guy, yeah.
And I'm a guy here and I'm thinking, okay, I'm listening to this podcast, you know, and there's a chick on it and she watches Fashion Police. Why would a guy like me, like, you know, say watch Fashion Police? Can you jerk off?
Yeah, is there cleavage?
Well, sure. I mean, because a lot of times they wear some pretty, like, they show Charlize Theron and her plunging neckline.
So she doesn't have much cleavage because I've jacked off to her before. She's in a movie with James Spader where he fucks the shit out of her in a bed.
James Spader? What movie is that?
You know what? Terry Hatcher is a skier, right? And
what the fuck
movie, what movie is this?
Okay, well, I'm getting to it.
Terry Hatcher
is a professional skier. Okay, and then James Spader is fucking her, and also fucking Charlize Theron. Charlize Theron, he's fucking her. She's nude.
Sex Lives of Video.
She's on. No, she's not in that movie. She's on top of him, and her little titties are bouncing. And you're thinking, my God, look at this fucking whore. Charlize Theron's titties are bouncing. Danny Aiello was in this.
Oh,
movie.
This is that one where it was kind of like a Tarantino-esque movie, but kinda, it wasn't.
James,
2 Days in the Valley.
Yeah,
oh, 2 Days in the Valley. Yeah.
So anyway, I've jerked off to that.
Let's talk about other things you've jerked off.
Okay, shoot.
Shoot.
I remember. No, I will say this. I do remember that Terry Hatcher got stabbed in the butt with a syringe in that movie,
yeah,
and it didn't even move. And I thought, you bitch, how do you have an ass that tight?
I
now
jerked
she looks
off
like
to that
crap.
Scene too. She's nude in I don't remember, but I've jerked off a lot to Charlize Theron.
Charlize.
Oh, in the Cider House Rules.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. She was on Arrested Development. I jaked off to that.
Probably not in Fury Road, though.
No? What are you talking about? I jerk off all the time.
Monster, she was so fucking
hot.
Oh, there you go.
You know, when the first police reports started coming out about, you know, hookers killing guys down there, I started driving around that road. I wanted to fuck that. It's like, wouldn't it be nice just to throw one into Eileen Wuornos to say,
throw one in there.
Throw a jizz mop, you know, shoot some Bisquick into a junk.
Do you remember a Woody Allen movie called Celebrity with DiCaprio in it?
No.
Yeah,
I don't like Woody Allen.
Black and white. You don't like Woody Allen?
I don't like Woody Allen.
I mean, I don't like a lot of
Paris. Movies so have that little nebbish guy in them.
Yeah.
Manhattan?
You know, they're too Jewy for me.
Midnight in Paris was awesome.
Midnight in
Paris
with
to
Jews.
Tim right now. We're talking to this guy.
You know, Midnight in Paris with Jews.
Yeah, Midnight in Paris was pretty good.
You know what Woody Allen movie I like a lot? I'll tell you what movie.
Take the Money and Run.
No. Woody Allen movie I like a lot. It's classy.
Started.
What's New Pussycat?
Oh, yeah, that is classic.
Zelig.
Nah, too many wardrobe changes.
Stardust Memories
bananas?
Is my favorite.
Bananas. I saw Herbie Goes Bananas. I swallowed a nickel in the theater. My grandma made me shit in a bucket for a week. Every day I shit in a bucket while my grandma poked it with a stick looking for the nickel.
I watched 30 minutes of Herbie Fully Loaded over the weekend.
Yeah, I beat off to that. You know, Lindsay Lohan's
Lilo.
Lilo. Oh, skeet it all over Herbie.
Michael Keaton is her dead.
I jerked off to him once. Mrs. Mom.
Oh.
Mr. Mom.
Scotch.
Mr. Mom. Oh, and Gung Ho.
It's 8:30 in the morning.
Scotch.
So, here. My name is Jack.
Oh, Jack.
Yeah.
Jack.
If you want to know.
Jack,
nah, that's another guy. If you are interested in other films and actresses over which I have jerked, please tweet.
This is a segment called Jerking It with Jack.
I don't know where that came from. Anyway, what were we talking about?
We never got to Jeff's admitted.
Yeah, Jeff
Jerking
admitted.
Jeff.
Yeah, I don't watch any reality TV shows except Survivor.
Yeah. That's normal,
though.
Watching normal
that from
people
the beginning,
watch that.
So. I guess I'd go with Gilmore Girls, maybe.
I used to pick on him for that.
Sebastian Bach was on that.
Yeah.
It's a good show, though, right?
Really fucking good show.
Yeah.
But I got into it because of the person I was dating at the time, and they were like, hey, you gotta watch this Gilmore Girls, but it's
a good show.
Fucking so well written.
Melissa
the dialogue
McCarthy.
And stuff. Yeah, Melissa McCarthy, Lauren Graham, Alexis Bledel.
It's a popular show. I think you can admit that.
The dialogue and shit on that was fucking amazing. Like,
was she on Mad Men?
Who?
Lauren Graham?
No, the
Alexis.
Little Alexis.
Oh yeah, she was. She's married to what's his name?
Who?
From Mad Men, the guy.
John Hamm?
On the show?
The younger guy.
Oh, she's married to him in real life.
Yeah.
I mean, who'd she play on the show?
She played that guy that went into her.
Oh, she fucked her.
Yeah, she went into his office. And
yeah.
I texted him on the house. Vincent Carthider. Carthider?
He's the one that was married to, what's her face?
Mad Men's the best show that I never watched.
Allison Brie.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I jaked off to Allison Brie a couple times.
Vincent Carthider. I don't, I'm trying to find out what his name was on Mad Men.
Pete
Campbell.
Crybaby. Pete
Campbell. She was cuter on Community. When I saw her in Get Hard, I was like,
she get me hard. Yeah, she was hot in Community.
So you don't watch Mad Men, or didn't watch Mad Men?
It's
huh?
the best show that I never watched.
What is the best show you've never watched? You just said Mad Men.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd say Walking Dead, obviously.
Okay. Jeff?
I don't know. I try and watch all the really good shows. West Wing. Never watched West Wing.
I never watched that either. Except for the last season, for some reason, it was pretty good.
Never watched any West Wing,
and you like him. You love him
too, yeah. I liked Sports Night. I liked Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. Like all his stuff, Newsroom.
Yeah, you like that show about that Saturday Night Live show? That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip.
All right.
Yeah, it came out the same season. It debuted the same
season. 30 Rock. Right. Yeah.
They're completely different concepts, though.
Yeah, and then that one went under and. Well, it was one season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was real book. Heavy, though, but it was well done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Matthew Perry was great on it.
Yep.
Matthew Perry, what's he going to do?
He's
on Odd Couple now.
Huh.
Is that still on?
Yeah, it's coming back soon.
What network?
CBS.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Who's the other?
Who's Felix?
What's his name?
Oscar.
From Reno 911.
Thomas Lennon.
Oh, yeah, he's great. I got to give it a shot then. If it's
it's good. And the guy from The Wire's on it. Guy that was on Tremé.
Tremé.
Oh, you're talking
Wendell,
about
Wendell Pierce.
Yeah, who's he play?
He's like
just one of their buddies.
He's like Oscar's agent or whatever.
Is it better than?
It's kind of like Murray.
Is it better than the Tim Reed? Damon Wilson Odd Couple.
The Black Odd Couple.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Whatever happened to that Uncle Buck? They were supposed to be making that Black Uncle Buck that was supposed to be
Uncle
season.
Black?
Yeah, Uncle Buck.
Jeez.
Uncle Buck?
Remember I sent you that thing?
Who was it going to be, though?
That guy, I don't know. Look it up.
Cedric the Entertainer?
No.
Hey, he could have did that.
Hey, he's funny.
Yeah, he is funny. I love that little show that he had for a minute, his little live show where he'd come out and do his little dance numbers and stuff.
Have you ever watched any of those Tyler Perry sitcoms?
No.
No.
Come on.
No,
Mike Epps was
He's great.
Mike Epps, yeah.
Yeah.
No, the Tyler Perry, have you ever sat down and watched any of it?
I guess I haven't.
No.
I can't say
I've never seen a Tyler Perry movie.
I've seen promos, and I've said, that's enough for
I've
me.
I've seen Tyler Perry in something else, though.
Oh, he's great. He's a good actor. Yeah.
Gone Girl.
Gone Girl,
but he's also in a Star Trek movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's in, what Star Trek movie is it?
Fuck, I don't know.
Or he's in an episode or something. I know he's in one of the Star Trek movies. But he, those sitcoms, if you sit down and watch them, they're actually funny. Believe it or not.
If you're not high?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I thought, this guy sucks, blah, 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 he's stupid. They're fucking funny.
Well, you know, Clayton English, the one who won Last Comic Standing this year, he played Peanut on one of those shows for a while.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. I'm slowly...
Wendell Pierce is going to be playing B.B. King.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Wow.
I need to read his book. I heard his book is amazing. The Wind in the Reeds.
No.
Wind in the Reeds.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really good. It's about his family in New Orleans.
We weren't
going
to talk about books no more.
I was talking about blues.
Decline. I'm starting to get run down here.
I'm going to talk about the Reds.
Huh? The Reds?
The Reds, yeah.
Yeah, if I ever talked about the Blues, I got to talk about my Reds band.
What's your Reds band?
What's your Blues band called? My Reds band is whatever the opposite of that is.
My newest Blues band is called the Vipers.
The Vipers?
The Vipers, yeah.
The Vipers. Are you a biker Vipers. Gang?
No. You know, they used to call people that got high or that smoked pot like back in the 20s and 30s that were Vipers.
They also called them Pink Panthers.
Did they?
Yeah, that's where the term Pink Panther comes from. black jazz musicians getting high, and then their eyes would be all red, and they called them Pink Panther.
I didn't know that.
I thought it was called Coltraneing.
Yeah, that too.
Well, they used to call like almost like opium dens for just reefer. Mm-hmm. They would call them viper houses.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool daddy-o.
Cool daddy-o here. So, give me some of that grass, my friend.
I had a whole band full of potheads, so I called them the Vipers.
All righty. Jeff Leboff.
Who died?
Yes, but before we get to who died, Ira, have you explained who died yet so we can collect our fucking money?
Nobody's collecting shit.
Nobody's collecting money.
Nobody figured it out.
But who died is from what? And
it
we
should
have had the clip for it, but we don't.
A very popular sitcom that you might have heard of.
Yeah.
Called Seinfeld.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Called
Thank you.
Bless you. Seinfeld.
Actually, I said as you.
The episode is called The Raincoats. And it is when...
that's a great episode.
Yeah. Morty Seinfeld
yes.
and his wife.
First, this guy first Jerry appeared, though, in the pen, where he got the pen. So, the space
pen.
All right,
I don't want the pen!
Bought this trench coat, this raincoat, at a consignment shop.
Right.
And then Morty saw Kramer and said, "Hey, look, you see what he's wearing? That's the executive. I invented that."
Yeah.
You know, and Kramer's like, "Oh, these things are selling, you know." Then he goes, "Well, I got a box of, you know, 60 of those up in my attic in Florida." He goes, "Well, get them up here. We could sell them." So he calls Jack Klompus. You remember Jack Klompus?
Space pen guy.
Yeah.
In Florida. And he calls him up and Jack goes, "Hello." He goes, "Hey, it's Morty Seinfeld." And Jack goes, "Who died?"
Who died? Nobody died.
He goes, "Nobody died." He goes, "I need you to get the raincoats." "What raincoats?"
He bought the Cadillac.
Right.
Jerry's dad thought he was uppity.
Yes.
Right.
Who
so
died?
That's where.
So nobody's getting $100.
Nope. No.
We will keep that money. We will spend it on
speaking of B.B. King, I want to play this.
All right.
Hello? We're not up.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Let's start it over. Speaking of BBC.
Did you know that every 7 minutes a black person is born in this country without soul? Its cruel symptoms can strike anyone. Let's take a look.
I think the Republican Party has done one heck of a job.
Did you know that...
Do you remember that?
No.
Do you know what movie that's from?
No.
Kentucky Fried Movie.
Oh, okay. We talked about that last week.
That's not the Ben Carson story?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, he dropped out today. That's not nice.
Did
Too
he?
Soon, yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I suspended my campaign because Jesus is... told me that the earth was 6,000 years old. If you look at it this way...
That guy was born with no soul.
I got absolutely no soul. But, you know, people say that we're all part of a fruit salad of life.
Jeff, who died?
Let's see. You want to start with George Kennedy because we talked about him already?
Sure. Yeah.
He was 91.
Yeah.
Cool Hand Luke.
Not Police Academy.
He's definitely...
No, not Police Academy, but the
Naked Gun
movies. Yeah.
He's a candidate for Who's That Guy in That Thing?
Which, by the way, if anybody's watching...
he was on Dallas.
Angie Tribeca. That is very, very Police Squad.
I pitched it as being looking forward to it, and I watched the first one and didn't...
You didn't like it?
I still have it on my DVR, and I'm going to give it another chance, but it was like trying to be Zucker.
Yeah.
Zucker Abrams,
they fail.
Yeah.
Hmm. You don't.
It seemed like it was trying too hard.
Steph's into it, folks.
I say keep going.
I'll keep going.
What show were you talking about, though, George?
He was on Dallas. He was like the enemy of the Ewings.
When?
I don't know. You watched Dallas. I didn't ever watch
Dallas was on.
It must have been toward the end because I didn't watch it toward the end.
Who knows? Gil Hill passed away.
Who?
Gil Hill.
Who's
he was
Gil
Inspector
Hill?
Todd and.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Police Academy.
Oh, what's that great line? He was, "Don't fuck with me, Axel. Yeah. Not now." Oh, what's the line he says?
Beverly Hills Cop.
Beverly Hills Cop. He says, God, he's talking to Eddie Murphy. And Eddie Murphy's going, he goes, "We didn't finish chewing my ass out. There's still a little bit left."
Don't fuck with me, Axel.
Yeah.
Not now.
Yeah, yeah.
Hawk from American Gladiators. Everybody remember him?
No.
He was only 49 years old.
What happened to him?
I don't know.
That had to be steroid related.
Let's see if it says exactly what happened to him.
Nah, don't worry about it.
Girlfriend found him in his home, so yeah, who knows what it is.
That's sad. Who else?
I have to do an autopsy on him. Frank Kelly, who was on Father Ted. That's like a British sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Nobody knows that one. Rennie Baker from Sha Na Na.
Oh, right.
Aww. Aww.
Love that show.
He was the guy that sang Blue Moon.
He what?
He sang the Blue Moon and like Grease and stuff.
Oh, so he had the falsetto kind of? Or the tenor?
Blue Moon. The only guy anybody knows is Bowser.
Yeah, Bow, Bow, Bow.
I met John Bowman in the airport one time.
Is that Bowser?
Yep.
Oh, yeah? What'd you say?
I love Mexican.
And I said, are you John Bowman? I watched him for a while, and I'm like, I swear that's John Bowman. I said to my dad, I go, is that the guy from Sha Na Na? And my dad looked at him for a while, but he was so short. He was, like, really short, and I thought he was way taller for some reason.
Well, they're all Jewish Italians.
Yeah.
And so
but anyway, so we're sitting there watching him, and then, like, I'm going to go ask him. And I'm watching him for a long time while we're waiting for the flight, and then, like, he's stretching out on the floor and doing yoga poses and shit.
Where, in the terminal?
Yeah.
He's very bougie.
I didn't want to bug him, but then he finally got back in his seat, and I went over to him, and I said, are you John Bauman? And then, like, he answered right away. Like, he said, yes. But I went, are you John Bauman from Sha Na Na? And then he was like, yes, yes, I am. And I kept going, and Match Game Hollywood.
Did he laugh?
No, he just said, yes, yes, I am. Yes, yes,
yes. And,
he signed an autograph for me, and that was it.
Do you still have it?
Yeah, somewhere.
Dude, you have thousands of good autographs.
Yeah.
Hundreds of them, at least. You got to put them all together and put them in a book.
Well.
Yeah, maybe, someday.
Not mine, of course. You guys are going to be on a record. Maybe someday. Not mine, of course.
Tony Burton's the last one from Rocky, six Rocky movies.
Oh, right.
He was Apollo's trainer.
That guy was a good actor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love him in Rocky 3.
Mm. What was the big line, though? There was a big line from him that was like in promos and stuff. I couldn't remember. When he died, I was like, God, what was that? There was one thing that he would shout out that was like in all the promos for that movie.
For which one? Rocky 3?
I don't know.
When did he train Rocky? Rocky 4?
When he fought the Russian?
Yeah, because Apollo died. Which doesn't make sense. Okay, Apollo dies in Rocky 4, which came out in when? 1984?
Yeah.
85? Let's be generous and say 85. Yeah. Okay. Jeff can confirm it. So, if Apollo Creed Jr., played by Michael B. Jordan or whatever his name was, he would have been 30 or 32.
Well, was this movie supposed to take place in 2016? The new one, Creed.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's got iPhones and shit, so, okay. I mean, suspend disbelief right. all you like. But
maybe they saved his semen in a little tube.
No, he had an affair.
Okay.
Because Felicia... Oh, speaking... Okay.
Look, I'm trying here.
Going full circle, getting back to the beginning of the show, Felicia Rashad in Creed was fucking amazing, and she should have gotten a Best Supporting Actress.
Hashtag.
Every 7 minutes, a black person is born in this country.
I don't know why. Without soul. That was B.B. King, though, and this has been episode 012 of Radio Labyrinth. Please follow us on Twitter, @radio_labyrinth, or... on Facebook, Radio Labyrinth, and we'll get a line set up for you guys to go
radios.
For your radios to leave us messages. Follow me on Twitter @TimAndrews here. Ira.
Hi. Go to twofacesradio.com. You can find access to all of our podcasts, including the sports podcast, Grab Your Balls, Let's Talk Sports, still going weekly, and our brand new one called Contractor's Corner with my buddy Reese Nazzaro, which you guys, I think, are going to think is hilarious. We did the first one. It's pretty good. He's a real character. We talk about, construction, remodeling, home improvement. But he sounds like Dice, and he's from Buffalo, and hysterical.
Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Yeah. And if you do get into that show, if you are working on your house, you got anything going on,
mm-hmm.
what we're doing is we're having you email questions, and he's going to help you out.
Cool.
On the air.
Right on.
Cool.
Jeff?
JeffKeyz on Twitter. No, that's about it.
Steph?
Mumbly.
I don't have anything.
Come on. Plug your Twitter.
I'm on Twitter.
What's your Twitter handle?
Listen to Steph on Radio Lab.
Steph-a-lumpagus on @Twitter. Something.
We got some more reviews to review, but we want to save that for next week.
Let's save it for next week. Oh, by the way, guys, we haven't talked about this at all, but if you've managed to listen this long, you'll know that on Monday, we are going to drop our first Simpsons episode, and it's all about Sideshow Bob. Until then,
keep it canon.
Keep it canon.
Keep it canon.
Two Faces Radio.